Chapter 5, Across America. Phileas Fogg and the others arrived in America at 7 a.m. Before they got on the train, Passepartout asked if they should buy some guns. He felt they might need protection while crossing America. The American railway traveled between the East and West coasts. The train track that stretched between Omaha and San Francisco included dangers such as wild beasts, wearing Native Americans, and angry Mormons. The train left Oakland at 6 p.m. Passepartout found himself seated next to Mr. Fix, but he refused to speak to the detective. After breakfast the next morning, Fogg and his companions watched herds of buffaloes crossing the valley like brown waves. Thousands of the huge beasts passed back and forth over the train track. The train waited for 3 hours until the creatures left. 3 days later, as the train passed through the Wyoming Territory, they suddenly heard savage cries. The train was under attack by wild Sioux natives. 100 of them with guns had jumped on the moving train and attacked the passengers. The passengers carried pistols and shot at the Indians. In the front of the train in the engine room, the engineer and the coal stoker were dead from Sioux rifles. The Sioux chief wanted to stop the train, but couldn't control it. He opened the steam valve and sent the train speeding forward as fast as it could go. At the same time, Sioux warriors attacked every car, jumping from roof to roof. Fogg and the conductor found themselves fighting next to each other. When the conductor was shot and fell down, he said, "Unless this train is stopped in 5 minutes, we're going to crash and die." Passepartout heard this and slipped through a door. He crawled along under the car, holding on to the chains. He detached the engine from the train cars. The cars were left behind while the engine sped forward. The train cars continued to roll for a few minutes and then stopped. They were 100 feet from Kearney Station. When the Sioux fighters saw the soldiers coming up, they left immediately. The passengers were counted. None were dead, but three were missing, including Passepartout. Many of the passengers were badly wounded. Quietly, Fogg said, "Living or dead, I'll find him." The captain of the soldiers said,
"Sir, you shall not go alone. You can take 30 of my men."
Auda waited nervously. At 7 a.m. the next morning, even the captain was worried. He considered whether he should send another group to rescue the first. Then they heard gunshots. A mile in the distance, they could see Mr. Fogg marching with the group of soldiers, as well as Passepartout and the other two passengers. The soldiers welcomed them back with joyful cries.
"The train! Where is the train?"
cried Passepartout.
"It's gone," replied Fix.
Phileas Fogg was running 20 hours behind. They were stuck in Fort Kearney, 200 miles from Omaha, and the train to New York. Then Mr. Fix proposed a solution.
"A gentleman I met last night has offered to take us to Omaha on a sled with sails."
Fogg and his companions went to a man named Mudge. Fogg looked at a large metal sled on two skis that had two sails. There was enough room for 5 or 6 passengers to sit. By 8 a.m., the sled was ready, and the passengers sat down. The two great sails were hoisted, and the sled caught the wind. It began to slide over the hardened snow at 40 miles per hour. Luckily, the wind stayed strong. By noon, they crossed the Platte River, and less than an hour later, they stood at the train station in Omaha, Nebraska. Fogg rewarded Mudge and shook his hand. Within minutes, they were on a train bound for New York. They arrived in New York by 11:15 p.m. on the 11th. But the steamer, the China, had left for Liverpool just 45 minutes before they had arrived.